Listen, how was the spray?
No effect.
Well, did you watch? What, did we spray it even cover?
I know how to fly, Dieter.
Did we, Helen?
Yes, Dad.
Well, maybe there'll be a delayed reaction then.
The insecticide is supposed to kill on contact.
Are you sure? Let me see the spec sheet.
I left it at my house, but I'm sure.
Was that on telephone?
Oh. I don't suppose you want to talk to him. It's Eckert.
Oh.
Hello, Dean. What do you want?
Nothing special. How are you?
Oh, I'm just fine. We got a bumper crop in the field. I hope it doesn't spoil your day.
Now, D.W., I am not quite the villain you're trying to make me out to be.
You want the Grail Valley? You want my farm? That means you want my life.
I just
want
to start building the future.
There's no reason you can't be part of it.
Why don't you save your utopian speeches for your stockholders?
D.W., my model city will become reality. All right. I'm willing to go up another 50 an acre for you.
Just turn the Farmers Association around.
Dean, I'm going to hang up on you. I don't want you to hear me get sick.
David, the office is still the same. Go to another college where there's an agricultural school. I'll pay the tuition. The banners have been on this farm since the Civil War. And they will remain on this farm.
You've done a good job with Helen. You'll get what you want.
It's not the same thing. Sooner or later, you're going to realize the good here. You'll want to come back, but you won't have the background.
An MD is no use on a farm.
No. We could have used one the day Mom died.
She might have lived, given you another son, one who'd carry on the banner tradition.
You go to any school you want, David. You can go to hell for all I care.
You're not leaving, are you?
I told you I'd have to go.
Oh, I know, but I didn't expect it to be so soon. I thought perhaps I could convince you to stay on.
It's just not possible, Dad.
We haven't spent any time together to make up for all those years to get to know one another.
Now, we won't be able to spend that time, Dad, until after I've solved my problem.
If you're in any kind of trouble, do you think I wouldn't stand by you? You're my son.
It's not that.
Well, what is it, then? I've got a right to know.
Dad!
Secrets, always secrets. You never let me be part of your life.
You never wanted to be part of my life. You wanted me to be part of yours, and I couldn't do that.
So you turned your back on me.
You left me no choice.
Now? What choice do you need now?
Believe me, it's different now.
Not from where I'm sitting. You abandoned me and the farm when you were 18, and you're still doing it.
Always the farm. The farm could never be part of my life.
Well, it could have been, except you were making me pay for your mother's death. You still are.
Dad, I'm not doing that anymore.
Can you prove that with more than words?
No.
Well, I bore that cross long enough. I won't do it any longer. Not even for you, David. David, wait. David, please. David. David.
What was that thing?
Son.
Sabotage. Look at these bolts. Echo.
You'd better go, David. You'll be seen. Now, please, David, go.
DW, are you okay?
David, please go. Now, go!
It is.
How do you do? Mr. McGee.
I'm afraid he came all the way from Chicago for nothing.
Oh, what a shame. And on Thanksgiving, too. Let us make it up to you. Stay for dinner.
No, I couldn't possibly. It would be imposing.
Nonsense. The place is already set. You see, we were expecting a relative. And at the last minute, he couldn't come.
Please stay, Mr. McGee.
It looks wonderful. Thank you. I'd like to. This is very nice. It's sad, you know, when you think about the people who don't have Thanksgiving.
Well, Mr. McGee, have yourself some potatoes.